needs a deep clean.
The house?
Yeah, everywhere, it's so horrible. Trophy. And trophy. Oh, well, oh, fuck, I'm sorry. That was, and I thought it was mine. I thought I couldn't find mine. I'm sorry.
Come on, out. Fuck off. Just stop fucking touching me in the morning. It's fucking disgusting. I fucking hate the smell of that feeling of white nose on my back and the fucking naked body.
I'm scared
you're
gonna hurt.
Why? From doing what? I'm not gonna hurt him. I just don't want him to fucking touch my back with his fucking nose and be on my side of the bed when I'm trying to get ready in the morning.
No, Attila, no.
I hate every single bed.
No.
Good point. Use the toilet and then he's there, just where I need to sit down.
No,
I'm picking him up. He's not.
No!
He keeps scratching me in the back. You can have him for as long as you fucking want once I've gone. I don't see what the problem is. I'll be gone.
Fine, he's under
the
bed now.
Minutes.
He's hiding. You're happy.
Good. Fuck's sake. It's really inconsiderate. You can have him all morning. All I need is 10 minutes to roll a couple of fags. I'm sorry, but it is really inconsiderate. You know how much it triggers me.
You're just nuzzling.
I don't want it. I don't want it first thing in the morning. Do you want Ahmed coming and chatting his bullshit to you first thing in the morning? Would you like that?
Tolerated one.
No, you don't. You start screaming.
No, I don't.
What, so when he's repeating himself over and over and over again, you don't start going,
if he comes
like
in
you just did
talking.
Then?
No, not right away.
I'm sorry, but it fucking triggers me. You've got things that trigger you, I've got things that trigger me. The only two things that I can think that really fucking trigger me is when the dog's clawing and touching me in the morning and when he's squeaking that fucking ball. I can't think of anything else. Can you? That really fucking triggers me. Probably. Is there anything else? I don't think there is there? Is there? No? Yes? No? Maybe? What do you think?
I remember breaking a laptop, your suitcase, lights or that were flashing, things that made sound, people's cars that were in front of your house. I think you have a short fuse in general.
Most of that was kind of for therapy. Yeah, I'm not saying I don't have a short fuse, I'm just saying, fine, whatever, I don't know. I just want the dog to leave me the fuck alone in the morning for 15 minutes, then you can do whatever the hell you want with him for the rest of the day. That isn't too much to ask.
Okay. Oh, he's under the bed now.
Good. So when I get back and I'm all dirty, I don't mind, but when I've just had like a wash and I just want to sit here and he claws me and they're sharp.
He didn't, he was just touching you with his paw. He wasn't
him.
Even
I don't
going
want
at
him
you.
To, yeah, but that's how it starts. And then the next thing, he scratches it right down my back. It happens every day. Every day he sat behind me, does it. Like.
Do you want me to go?
No, not you, him. Ruins my morning every single time he does it. And then you get the hump because I've got the hump at the dog. The simple answer would be to just not let him in until I've gone, and then you can do whatever the fuck you want with him all bastard day. But the minute I leave the room, he's in my spot. And I need to sit here every day to roll. It's just, I just feel like fucking Groundhog Day again. And if I knew something annoyed you every morning, I'd go out my way to try and not do it.
I get up most mornings and sit downstairs, but there's a mess.
No, you don't. You've done that a couple of times recently because things have been a bit tense with us, but you normally would be.
It's a huge mess downstairs. As soon as I go downstairs, I start cleaning. It's not the same as having a cigarette in the morning and sorting my thoughts in bed.
Yeah, so do that in bed. I love spending time with you in the morning when the dog's not clawing and scratching and fucking touching me with its disgusting nose that licks poor stick all fucking night and morning. I don't think it's too much to ask, I really don't.
It's not a good time for me to have this conversation.
Yeah, no, never is, is it?
Playing on repeat all morning. The scene where I was lying on the kitchen floor after you knocked me down and you were saying, yeah, stop playing the victim.
You know, I can't help, I can't help that all that's happened now. Like, I can't help you get past this PTSD. I don't know what to do. If me moving in hasn't fixed it, maybe it can't be fixed. Maybe it's going to take ages to fix. I don't know.
But
it doesn't mean
do?
I need to get scratched and clawed and sniffed at in the morning. Like, I'm sorry that it all happened and that you're PTSD. I really am. So when I wake up wanting to do things with you and like trying to play and shit, you know, trying to think of something that I wanted to do something nice later. And like all it's taken is that, and now my mood's gone. I know it goes easily in the morning,
yeah.
I understand that. But it could easily be fucking prevented. It's always, almost always the dog that sets me off.
Dog's a living being. He's completely off limits if you lose it. It's not a laptop. He's not a suitcase. He's not a door.
I know. I'm not saying yes. I'm not going to fucking hurt him, Catherine. Picking him up doesn't hurt him. I wasn't going to pick him up really roughly, like I was trying to get him under the arms. I was just going to carry him like I normally did. Like to the bath or anything. And that was enough to make him
but
fuck
if
off,
you're angry, you can apply more force than you realise.
I'm surprised he hasn't realised I don't like being sniffed at and clawed at in the morning, because it happens every other fucking day. Like, if he just kept his distance, it'd be fine, but he never does. I mean, it's like, originally, I didn't even
if
want to.
If it can't be fixed with the
what
PTSD, you're going to be okay.
Then?
What if it can't be fixed?
What to do with it? What are you going to do? It depends what you're going to do. If you're just going to fucking up and fuck me off and then I'm going to be homeless again, then no, I'm not going to be okay.
I'm really trying, you know, you saw last night, you know, I'm really trying. And
I know. Well, trying last night, what do you mean?
Well, I thought we had a nice evening.
We did, we had a really nice evening, and I really enjoyed that, thank you. Was that you trying, was it? To...
Obviously.
I thought it was just... natural.
Of course it was.
Sound like you're sort of like forcing...
No, that's not what I meant. I mean, I'm trying to enjoy each other's company, you know, and not worry that you're going to hurt me or the dog or, you know.
See, the more time last night we have, the better my mental health is. The more you're off with me and lie about it, the worse my mental health gets. I just want to be honest with me when something's wrong and talk to me about it.
Being honest, I told you that I was worried that you were gaslighting in front of you. Not gaslighting, but so we're triangulating with your family. You just dismissed it.
I'm sorry that you said
so thing. There's no point talking to you if you don't, you know, actually...
I was offended and that you're surprised already offended. And outraged and... I'm sorry.
And that's why I don't bring things up. And then you say, oh, it's my fault. You're in a shit mood because I don't bring stuff up. How can I ever get it right?
I'm sorry, that's how you felt. That was not what my intention was. I thought I was just making conversation with my mum, telling her the ingredients to the lasagna.
It's okay, we've been over it.
Well, I'm sorry if that's what you thought I was doing. I don't think I was doing that, but if I was, then I'm sorry.
That day of the trauma, I was so in love with you and I could not understand why you were behaving.
Because you wouldn't let me go and I needed to leave.
You're defending yourself again.
No.
We've established that I didn't restrain you in any way and
it felt like
you were being verbally so horrible and you threw me on the ground and then you said stop acting like
ground.
A victim.
I moved you to the side and you fell down because you had a bad back. I didn't throw you on the ground at all.
You moved me to the side angrily,
and
you know,
you
like
fell.
There was force.
I moved you like that, and I'm sorry, I moved you sideways, and you went downwards.
Yeah,
I didn't
but
push
it was...
you to the ground, Catherine, I know I didn't do that, so I'm sorry you had a bad back and that you fell over from me moving you out of the way so that I could leave the house. I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for everything
there
that happened.
There was no, like, you know...
You need to accept some part in all of the things that happened, Catherine. Just a little fraction of it. You ran off with my bike helmet and you wouldn't move when I got the helmet back and
you.
I was
I
trying to get out
back.
The door.
I had cooked this food for you. You asked me to throw the food away. You were mad at
it.
You were horrible to Ahmed. You were threatening
Ahmed. I wanted to leave.
Okay, see, this is why we can't talk about it.
It's not, Catherine. It's because you don't accept any fault in what happened at all. You can't accept the fact that you stopped.
Yes, you wanted to
leave,
but you also said you wanted to come home. And live there until you have a new place, you know, in the living room. And I'm like, no, if you want to break up, let's do that now. You're not coming home after this.
I can't just move all my shit out in 1 second. You're really...
Then you should have not acted in, you know, in that heat. You know, like, it has to be now. I'm leaving now, but I'm coming home tonight.
You
know, but you are this, and this, and that. Like, can't you see how insensical it was?
Can't you see how you said that you're never going to be able to let me go? And that if I needed to leave... So if we needed to break up, I'd have to take the initiative and fucking leave off my own back. That was me doing what you told me
but
to.
But then you should have, like, found a place first, found a van, and then,
okay,
you know, discussed this calmly instead of doing what you did.
I couldn't discuss it fucking calmly. It was too far gone by that point. By that point, it was too
so
far gone.
So what are we
I'd
doing here
zero
now?
Therapy. Doing what?
Why are we together?
I don't want to recycle about this. Like, you've woke up in a fucking mood. I've got up, the dog started fucking scratching and sniffing at me.
Sniffing.
We're both in a bad mood. No, scratching, Catherine. Scratching with his claws on my back, and I don't like it. If we can just clear that one up at least.
His claw was on the bed, just barely touching your butt. And
he sniffed
your
back. It's disgusting. I see him run through feces and shit, and then he runs up and sits on the bed and claws my back. I don't like it. I'm sorry. I have hygiene standards. Or try to at least. like, now we're fucking arguing again. Last night was so good. All I ask is that the dog just gets fucked off first thing in the morning until I'm going to work. Is that too much of a request? So that we don't argue, things don't get tense, I don't try and pick the dog up,
you saw me, you read my face, you knew I was PTSDing. I wanted the dog here for emotional support.
Then have him after I've fucking gone. Use me for emotional support. I was trying to offer it, then the dog comes in and fucks me off, and now I'm like this. And I bounce off your energy.
It was yesterday I came snuggling up to you. You just finished your wank and got up and left. Like, you know, I didn't...
If you were pleasuring yourself, I came in and just started calling myself as you were about to get off just before you had to go into a meeting. You don't look at anything from anyone else's point of perspective other than your own. It's like when I was at Wells the other day, it's like you decide you randomly want to go out and then...
And did I force you to come? No.
No.
No, I went out without you.
That's not quite exactly what happened. You were like, oh, come out with me. Come. I was like, okay, I can come back. And you were like, no, don't.
This is fine.
And you were like, yeah, do. No, don't. Yeah, do. And then you made it sound like I didn't want to come back.
No, I didn't. It wasn't offended. Was I angry when you got back? Wasn't I totally happy? What? There was no problem, pal. You said you weren't going to... I remember telling you I went to the pub, I met these people dog and stuff. There was no issue. It's in your head.
I always pick these things when I've got a planned day doing something. It was a pattern before, when we were together before, Catherine. Whenever I had plans, you'd interrupt them, create a drama so that I'd feel
what
obliged
did
or guilty
I create,
to come home.
Failure?
Catherine, you do.
I didn't create any drama. I went out with Ahmed and Attila.
That's good, yeah.
And I came back in a good mood.
Well then, good.
So where's the drama?
You saying, can you come back? And then saying, don't come back. And then flip-flopping for like about half an hour.
It's because I texted some people and asked if anyone wants to come out. Nobody wanted to come out. And I said, okay, maybe you don't want
to
come out.
I did. And I wanted to come out.
But then
you said,
I wanted a kebab. So
I didn't
by the time I realized, okay, no one's going out with me. I wanted you to come out with me, but then you had ordered a kebab. So I said, it's okay. Didn't I say it's okay?
No.
I didn't ask you to drop your kebab and come, did
no,
I?
No,
so I let your kebab and then
I'm
I went out with Ahmed.
That.
I've done nothing wrong. Why are you always attacking me?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's how you go about it. You flip-flop. And it fucks with my mental health. And then I end up like this.
But you know I do that.
I know. And
I change plans all the time. And
I know, Catherine. But it doesn't mean it doesn't affect other people.
I really did not do anything to make you feel obliged to come. I was very clear. I can show you the messages. You want to see the messages? I said, no, it's fine. You can do what you want.
It's a phone call, so it wouldn't be there anyway.
Oh, be careful. Your phone's about to fall off. And the coffee's about to fall off. Please stop.
Pocket? No. I'm sorry I didn't do things that I said I was yesterday. I was enjoying spending time with you, and it's not like we've spent a lot
about
of time
anything
no, but I did. I said I'd fall down, and there's other shit to do, and I've not done it, and I'm sorry.
It's okay. We can set Sunday aside if you're happy to do like a spring clean. It needs a...
Yeah, are you going to help?
Obviously.
Okay, sound.
I was going to ask if you were going to help, but I'm planning to do it on Sunday. Turn the music off, get some drinks.
I love you and I want to be okay. Things have been that tense for the past week that I'm still anxious and on edge.
Spirals. Can you see what's happening?
Eh?
Can you notice what's happening?
Yeah, I'm spiraling because we've had...
It gets worse and then suddenly I'm all bad again.
I know, but like, this is why I want to spend time together. I want to build up your good books so your mood's better. I bounce off your mood. When you're shitty with me for a solid week, it fucks my mental health up. And I'm sorry I said these little comments, that you took the way you did in front of my mum. I think you're wrong, but I'm sorry if that's what I was doing. But like the past week with Dan and my hands, like I could be fucking crippled in a couple of years. I'm like I've got loads of stress on and
me too. I work 10-11 hours a day. I'm trying to build a business for us. I'm talking to people, I'm talking to investors. I'm trying to get us to retire and
I'm just worried like you're just gonna do well and then fuck me off as well. Like you're just not going to stop PTSD. I'm just going to support you through all of this. You're going to make your millions and then just be like, oh, fuck it, I can't stop PTSD.
Okay, I don't feel
off
very supported now in this current episode of PTSD to believe that you're not going to, again, let your anger spiral. Like, you do things that offend me, then you get angry, then I can't discuss them, then things get bigger, the elephant in the room grows, and then suddenly I'm the devil according to you, and you can't see any humanity in me. You can have me crying on the floor and not give a fuck. You know, and then we get back to that point.
I don't want that there. That's why I've been trying to talk to you for the past week, and you've just been telling me you're fine.
Because of this, I was trying to avoid this so I don't, you know, it doesn't interfere with my work, because I also have a lot of stress at work.
No, but it's like, it's not like I don't pick up on when something's wrong.
I know you do.
So then
you read my face instantly in the morning. I wasn't going to tell you that I'm
the
PTSD.
The side of the face through the mirror. So
you can tell the PTSD face when I remember, you know. I've been remembering it on repeat all morning. I don't know what to do about it. The psychiatrist says I have trouble letting go. I don't know how to fix that. It's an autistic trait.
Yeah. Try distracting yourself as well.
I did.
Well, I mean, I saw that you did. That was good. That was good. You started going
on
about work.
One more of that training song. Did I do anything?
Maybe. I've got to put my bike on in a minute.
That's okay as long as you don't wash your hands.
I just don't want to go to work. I just want us to be okay. Just to stop feeling like something's wrong constantly.
You just were aware and know you are, and it's all okay. But
it's like I can see myself doing it now.
You know, like you victimize yourself, not just with me, with Dan, with everyone, you know, like you can, every interaction, you know, there is two forces respond to each other. But you have this in your mind that you're always the victim, and you lash out and you attack, and you're still completely convinced that you're the victim. And you need to learn. I don't. I'm trying to help you. I'm not attacking you. Okay? Like you need to learn to understand that for each force there's a counter force. Even if a body is resting, there's a force below it that, you know, holds it up and prevents it from falling. You know, there's the G, the Newton's. You know, it's everywhere. You don't seem to have the ability to analyze situations outside of your emotional state where you're the victim. When you were young, you were victimized. And
I think you have the same problem. I'm not trying to argue, I'm just saying I think you also do that.
I agree with you. I think I've gotten a little better with that therapy that I have.
I think I have to.
It's hard, you know, when you deal with psychopaths like Henry, for example, you know, like it's not, people say, oh, I have to take responsibility because I'm the victim, I allowed it, you know, like they want you to take responsibility as the victim, but psychopaths are 10% of the male population and you encounter them a lot, you know, and they take advantage of other people. Look what Trump, it's the same, you have not encountered Trump, but there's some people who will just fuck you over and take advantage of you. You can't say that's their fault, you know, like it's not straightforward. So it's difficult, I'm not entirely sure, like there's opposing views, you know, in the literature on whether a victim is at fault or not for, you know, being exploited and abused. And some people say, yes, you allowed it to happen. You have to.
I think that's stupid, that's right.
But, you know, especially women, look at all these women that, like, narcissists and psychopaths, they just shag and dispose. You know, how is that? Yes, we can also become Christians and say, well, built for marriage. You know, that's, you know, that's where I need to go.
Yeah, we can
speak another time, it's fine.
I want a time, I want to just be okay. That's all.
You know the rules, right? There's the positive interactions and the negative interactions. And for each, in order for good relationships to work,
you need to have more positive.
You need 10 positive interactions for each negative interaction. If we're working all day and we're stressed, and then a few times we spend time together, you throw things around, you get mad, you do this and that, then I'll be quiet, then you attack me for not saying what the problem is when I'm terrified of saying what the problem is. It's going to get worse, and the bad stuff just keeps piling up because we don't have a lot of time to... You know, and I'm trying. It's not like, oh, I'm not speaking to you. Like, I was there last night, right?
No,
and I
yeah,
was really happy.
Nice.
I needed a hug when you came home.
Yeah,
I was so happy.
Last night was great. Like, I'm not sad.
Yes,
like,
I'm not ready for sex because things have been, you
that's
know,
fine.
Sour for a week, you know?
Yeah, no,
and,
I know. No, I didn't push it, did I?
No.
Like, I get it.
And I fully acknowledge that the things you did on that, that Sunday dinner, it's not like they were horrible things. It's just that I connect the dots and I link that to stuff that happened in the past, you know, especially triangulation, which you've admitted you're guilty of, and I've seen you do it in many different scenarios, you know, and I'm kind of, are we starting again, you know, there's something else I want to talk to you, I want
well.
To, you're not going to like it, but I've been holding off telling
okay.
you, now that we've postponed the wedding, this is a really good chance to not invite Tabby. I friended her twice on Facebook. I sent her this friend request because she's on the homepage, which shows you people, you know, and then it says our friend, right? And I thought, I know her, we all can have her, and she twice didn't respond to the request. So I don't really feel
Claudia
like...
Jones.
Where's my pictures on there now? Like the first time I thought, yeah, she doesn't know who this is, no problem, you know, but I did it again and it has our picture on there, you know, and I didn't get a response. So I don't feel comfortable. This is a small private ceremony, you know, I have nobody
Tabby's
from my
side.
Tabby's
the only person who's ever invited me to a fucking wedding out of everybody that
you
I
also
know.
Said that about these other people,
really?
Your uncle or something. Yeah, but she had a huge wedding where she invited almost everybody,
no.
right? And we're having a really small
every
and nobody
friends,
from my house.
There was a group of about 6 or 7 of her friends, the rest was extended fucking family.
Do you mind? I don't feel comfortable about it, especially because you pulled her into the drama when you said you're going to go on Airbnb with her. There's just too much
okay.
icky history there that I don't want to have on my wedding day. It's going to be really bad, you know, drama.
Fine. I'll just have well then. Nobody else.
Your brother, your family, you know.
What one friend?
I'm friends with Chris and Rankin on Facebook. You can invite them. I've met them and we've had conversations without you there. Like, I've actually spoken to them one-on-one, you know, like, that's different from... I tell you, I don't know. All I know is that she's the woman you want to go on Airbnb with when you're trying to press my buttons. That's not, like, you know...
I know, but a lot of that was you cancel things at the last minute that have been planned for a very long time when people have made
yes,
plans.
I know. It's my fault. You always do that. It's okay. And I don't say anything. All I'm saying, fine, it's my fault that you wanted
that
to go to Airbnb
I'm not
with
saying
Tabby.
That. I'm not saying
but
that.
But I'd rather not have her on
that,
my wedding.
Okay, fine. Done. Done deal. Done deal.
Thank
but
you
need to accept your part in that because people make plans, book trains, make whole plans, and then you're just like, no. Like right before the time, and
I know, but you
really
put her, you know. I mean, she had lots of places to stay, and you like forget that. That was after we came back from Portugal. I've been driving every weekend, I've been working as CTO for Go Bubble. I've
no,
been yelled at, I've been,
I was
you know,
house for you. I know everything was very
been
stressful.
Punched in the
very...
ribs. I went to A&E in Portugal, you know, like there
I
were
didn't
a
punch
lot
you in the ribs.
Of things.
I knocked you in the ribs by accident.
I know,
like...
and then you did it like lots of nights again, and it just wouldn't heal. And I was in agony. And I kept driving and getting yelled at and trying to find you that place. Like, can't you understand
okay,
from my perspective that I really needed my first weekend back at home alone? You don't see my from
I
my
do,
perspective
I
either.
It's not just that time, though, is it? There's other times where plans just get cancelled on the day or something when there's a whole... It's that wedding thing you could have told me a couple, like...
I thought we had already solved this. You just make
yeah.
your plans and I make my plans. And if they coincide, if we feel
you
like...
You can't do that with a wedding. You can't do that with a wedding. Like, you knew that this fucking incubator. Way. You knew it was coming weeks and weeks ago. You could have told me.
I was already accepted to a different incubator and I decided not to do it. So this incubator I was more interested in doing, and I wanted to wait for the webinar to see if that's really something I want to do.
And then at the last minute you've decided you do, and then all the things get cancelled. It's like this pub thing, it's like there isn't a pub that's...
Honestly, I hate the Queen's Head.
Okay, well, you need to help me find something. Yeah. I can't plan this whole wedding on my own because you're too fucking picky. So you need to be thoroughly involved in these proceedings. It can't just be me and your mum. Because we pick something and you're like, no.
Okay.
After loads of planning, and then it all just gets cancelled.
We have the boat from Saturday, or we have
a... Where are we going to... It's not that simple. Where are we going to put the boat? We can't get married on a boat with the... I mean, even if there's only 15 people there, they're not going to fit on a boat.
Are you sure?
On that fucking little boat. It's the smallest size boat they do. Mm-hmm. It's a 2 to 4 person boat, well, not a 15-person fucking boat.
Dock it somewhere on the canal and we'll do it, like, outside next to the boat and have a little... I mean, I know you want to train for stuff,
On whose land? Yeah. Where's the... Who's, I mean, the minute you put it on a field, understand. It's a pavilion, it's chairs, it's tables. It's bringing food from somewhere.
I kind of don't want to plan a wedding right now. This is a bit of a weird moment.
I know. It's like for this whole wedding thing, it feels like you've just sort of found, right, you plan the entire thing and I'm not going to really do anything at all with it. And then
I'm happy to help, but you know, that I only plan to bring my kids and nobody else.
I'm not trying to have a go, it's just another one of it's just an example of how why I get frustrated, because I'm do all put all this effort in, other people put loads of effort in, and then they're just like, no, and help me do things. Like, I need your input. I can't just do it by myself because you don't like too much stuff.
I know, you want to plan a huge wedding for 50
people.
I don't want a small fucking wedding.
Yeah. I don't want a huge wedding. All I wanted to do is invite a few people that I know. And it's like ranking a quiz. I haven't spoken to them for, 6 months?
Well, you don't have to invite them. I'm just saying,
you
have to have
them once or twice, and it's like, oh, they can come. But the person that you've known for, like, what, fucking 10, 12 years,
once
they can't come because of one fucking borderline episode where I use them to triangulate. So now they can't come. Even though they're on about bringing their husband,
it's what it is, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's like Ivana Trump and Millie or whatever her name is.
Not really, because me and her aren't banging. We never have banged. We've never kissed. Like, nothing's ever happened. Not ever. Not once. In all the time that we've known one another, nothing ever happened. I was prepared to let Lee come to the wedding until he did all of the things that he did. Tabby hasn't done a single one of those things. A single fucking one.
Yeah, she wasn't interested. You're the one who was into her, and then you wanted to go to an Airbnb in order to hurt me. So it's like, how can you, like, that hurts me. How do you want expect me to want to smile and be polite around my fucking wedding? When she doesn't even accept my fucking friend request on Facebook, like, this is like...
It's weird. People are like, is this your missus? Who's this?
Just a photo of us.
Just have your fucking name, Kathy. And my, the only reason
it's always my fault.
Catherine, I can't help that you come across weird to people by not having your name on Facebook. The only reason I haven't got my name on Facebook is because my account got fucking deleted.
I don't even use the fucking Facebook. The only reason I went on there like a few days ago is because I'm trying to get the stupid campaign.
Do you understand that you come across different to people? Yeah?
I'm quite painfully aware, yes.
Yes. So it might be a lot easier to get people to accept your friend requests if you've actually got your name and not Chlamydia Jones. Like, yes, it's a funny name, but it's still a bit like... Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to explain to you how it comes across to people, yeah?
I don't care if I'm friends with Tabby. I was just hoping my dog post would show up in more people's feed if I have a few connections and doesn't get shadow banned. That's all, you know? I don't plan to talk to anyone on Facebook, you know.
I
We need to go.
It's 10 to, yes, so I'm going to be 10 minutes late already. Listen, can we just have a nice evening when I get back? Let's just... I just plan something, think of something.
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do? I don't know.
Be easy.
No, you're not. No, you're not, Catherine. That's the whole problem.
We kind of need to go to Aldi and get food for the weekend. We could pick up a food from the Greek place. That always makes me happy.
Yeah, well, I should finish on time, so...
I might not. I think I have lots of meetings. I might not finish on time. I have lots of meetings again.
That's fine. I wouldn't mind aiming for it anyway. I'm stressed and pissed off and anxious and depressed. Like, my mood's back down to a 2 now, on average. Like, it was at 6, and then after those comments, it was, like, literally 6. Even with damn stuff, it was a 6. Now I'm at a 2.
What comment?
Eh? The fucking stink comment. Since that moment, with how we've been with one another, I'm back down to a 2 again. Just because of those fucking comments that I think that you've took out, like, just badly. I don't think I was triangulating. I'm sorry that's how it came across, but I genuinely don't think I was. I was just trying to make conversation. Like, I'm sorry if that's how it came across. But since then, with how we've been, I've been averaging a 2 again. Like, I'm tempted to start therapy back up just because my mood's that low. I just want to spend nice amounts of time with you because it keeps my mood up, and then we don't have this.
I'm still here. I'm still very much, you know, keen to... I should, as I said, there's always the... I've cut out so many people from my life who said that you're an abuser, and I just cut them out. So I can be with you.
Who? Lee?
My therapist, Lee.
Your therapist was a fucking disaster. All he'd do was advise you to leave me for one of his friends, and then advise that you get with that fucking idiot, who you then left me for, even though I'd done nothing wrong that time round.
You need to go.
I know, yeah. I'll bring you a Greek thing later, yeah, if it's open. I'll bring you the Greek thing. Can we please just try and have a nice evening? I just want to build the good thing back up. Like last night, it was great.
It's what everybody wants, you know, just coming home to each other and chilling on the couch.
Yeah.
Having animated conversations about stuff we both care about.
The Donald Trump thing, it was good. I don't even like documentaries, and that was great. I really enjoyed watching. Three and a half hours
of life trajectory of his assholeness.
Yeah, so I've got to go, but I love you. I'm sorry, I've got borderline. I'm really trying. Try and build the good things back up over the weekend. We'll have a bit of a deep clean, like Sunday or summer. I need to see Will one day this weekend because I've barely seen him.
Saturday, I've got business meeting. If you can do it in the daytime, because mine is at 12, you know, and then we might still be able to spend a few hours in the evening. If you can go there early.
As far as I was aware, he was looking forward to spending some time with you as well. Like, he wants to make the effort to get things good again. Because obviously you've been tense for a while. So it would be nice if the three of us could do something together. Like, even if it's just watch something that we'd all enjoy, or fucking, I don't know, or...
If the weather is really nice, we could think of doing something outside.
I'll speak to him today.
Yeah. So I said I have a 12th business meeting. This guy's travelling, I think, 4 hours by train to get here, so it's going to take longer than half an hour, you know. We are thinking of becoming co-founders. I might bring him. Yeah, I don't know. Not if it's all messy and smells of weed, I can't bring them in.
Well, he needs to have his bit of a
Maybe when we're done with DV8, maybe we'll go for a dog walk or something if the weather is nice, you know. If it's going well, it depends if it's going to go well or not.
Yeah, okay. I'll bring you a big thing later.
Thank you, I love those.
Yeah, just try and think about what you want to do, because, like, I'm shit at thinking of...
I'm really spontaneous. I don't know now what I want to do in 5 hours.